This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A 72-hour curfew is in effect in the U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky, where police and protesters were already at odds after a grand jury did not charge any police officers in the death of medical technician Breonna Taylor during a raid back in March. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the two officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief, and that is true here.
Cameron says it was incredibly important to do everything to uncover every fact.
I understand that as a black man, how painful this is.
The reaction on the streets in Louisville. The Taylor family's lawyer, Ben Crump, called the decision outrageous and offensive.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
The city of Louisville brought a lawsuit against the three officers involved, brought by Breonna Taylor's mother. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are reports a police officer has been shot during protest Wednesday night. Also, there's a state of emergency and the National Guard has been deployed. U.S. President Donald Trump said a decision by Kentucky's governor to call in the National Guard is a good thing. Taylor's case, along with that of George Floyd, a black man who died in May after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck, helped spark a nationwide wave of protests demanding racial justice and an end to the use of excessive force by law enforcement. Britain plans to host clinical trials where volunteers are deliberately infected with a new coronavirus to test the effectiveness of vaccine candidates. That's what the Financial Times reports. So-called challenge trials are expected to begin in January at a quarantine facility in London.